I'm in the wrong job. Obviously, I'm in the wrong job. I've just realized that I should be New York Congressman Anthony Weiner's image consultant. The congressman would have turned this photo scandal to his complete advantage without shedding a single tear. Here's a good draft of notes I would have given him for his press conference this past Monday. Weiner, thank you all for coming out today. I would like to thank conservative blogger Andrew Breitbart in particular for spearheading this shameless promotion of my outstanding leadership qualities. I had no intention of making these photos public because, one, I don't like to brag, and two, there are more important things to running the country than bragging about my rock-hard body, my hot wife, and my dopey girlfriends. Today, I will present a slideshow organized by my new chief of staff, Fred Miller, formerly of The Fred Effect. Like most of you in this room today, Mr. Miller has almost no idea what my political views are. He kind of agrees with me on Israel, and I told him I'm Republican. He bought it, probably because he doesn't care. But Fred does care about helping brilliant, pretentious assholes like me make stupid, pretentious assholes look even more stupid. And that's what this slideshow is all about. Slide 1. This is a picture of my smoking hot wife. I just put this in here because I want to remind you all that I love her. Yep, she loves me. She is not here today because she is too smart to stand here and look like an asshole with me. Slide 2. This is the picture of my tits that I took with the webcam. This picture has been called lewd by millions of people who love to masturbate to it. Frankly, it is not easy to look this good at the age of 45. I just wanted you all to see this. Thank you again, Mr. Breitbart. Slide 3. This is a previously unpublished picture of my penis that I sent to a few of my dopey girlfriends. They thought it was awesome because they are too stupid to get husbands for themselves, so they chase brilliant, pretentious assholes like me, just as most of you buy lottery tickets. Seriously, this is the kind of photograph that some think would make me vulnerable to blackmail. Thanks to Fred Miller and his don't-give-a-shit attitude, I can honestly demonstrate the exact opposite is true. I have chosen to display this on international television to demonstrate that I can no longer be blackmailed by a threat to expose this photograph. So, there. Any stupid, pretentious assholes who might try to acquire some national security tip or inside congressional tip from me by threatening to display this photograph will receive only this little tip you see right here, produces laser pointer. As you can see, I'm circumcised. Slide 4. This is the famous one of me with an Oscar Mayer wiener photoshopped in place of my neck. I agreed to put it on here because I like it, and we all could use a good laugh right now. Thank you all for coming out today. I will not stand for questions because I have answered all questions already. Anyone who has a question for me now is just showing off. Exit.